Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're very pleased. We've been trying to get this doctor on for a long time. I always have trouble with the last name. I've got Dr. Jonathan. Jonathan, please forgive me. I'm having a little difficulty pronouncing your last name. I have trouble with it, and I know you don't want me to introduce you with the improper last name. So could you give us your last name, Dr. Jonathan? A lot of vowels in it. I'm sorry about that, but your last name, sir?
Lama.
Dr. Lama.
Dr. Jonathan Lama.
Getting out is and interacting and judging, having people piss you off, running into a situation where you see people, just having that I think with a mask on, you could do something like that. You know, you done in the last month?
Nothing. Nothing. I've done nothing.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're delighted to have you here with us today. You know, during these difficult times, it's obvious that everybody's talking about health. And you know that I feel very strongly about not throwing out any real, whack job theories about the pandemic specifically. But I think that we think about health now more than we normally would. And we are very, very fortunate to have an individual who's worked in the health field for a very long time. I think that anything we can do to strengthen our immunity, to improve our health is appreciated. What threw me for a loop, and I've been reading this on and off for quite some time, and I've been trying to get this gentleman on the show for a long time now, because this threw me for a loop about maybe 6 months ago when I read it for the first time.
Sure.
That gum, actual gum, chewing gum,
really,
actually can help your improve your health. And look, I'm not giving any theories here, but we're very pleased. We've been trying to get this doctor on for a long time. I always have trouble with the last name. I've got Dr. Jonathan. Jonathan, please forgive me. I'm having a little difficulty pronouncing your last name. I have trouble with it, and I know you don't want me to introduce you with the improper last name. So could you give us your last name, Dr. Jonathan? A lot of vowels in it. I'm sorry about that, but your last name, sir?
Lama.
Dr. Lama.
Dr. Jonathan Lama.
I'm not quite sure why you had trouble with it. I mean, it's fairly simple.
You know what? It's the American University education, doctor. So this is, I know you were, your people were very, very careful to let us know that you do not consider this any kind of cure for current situations with this pandemic that's going on. But you have espoused the benefits of gum for a long time, and your book Get the Gum Out is something that I think I'm excited about. Where did you first get when did you first get interested in gum, chewing gum, as far as something for with health benefits?
Well I was at the University of Pennsylvania. I was studying many snack related cures to various diseases around the world.
Right.
And one night as I was working late in the lab, I was chewing some gum, and I realized as I was chewing gum, I was actually getting more air to my brain. And that was stimulating my brain and making me think more. And I thought, you know, what's interesting? I've studied diseases all around the world.
Right.
People get sick all around the world. Mm-hmm. But the ones who survive, and I'm surprised no one has ever brought this up, the ones who survive are the ones who keep breathing. That is the secret of getting over that. You must keep breathing. So what I found is chewing gum, it opens up your mouth, it expands your lungs and keeps you breathing. It exercises the lungs. It exercises the passage from the mouth into your lungs so you can keep breathing, so you can keep living. It's fairly simple, and yet the scientific community has fought this. They have ridiculed me.
I know you're frustrated about that.
Yeah, it's sad.
I didn't realize the physiological activity of chewing the gum was what you were going with. I thought perhaps the gum itself had a property. So this is any gum at all could work for this, right? But I think maybe the harder gums, like actual bubble gum, would probably help your situation. Why do you think you've been so mocked in the scientific community about this? Seems like a relatively logical theory. I know I'm you know, people give me garbage about it a little bit online occasionally. Why do you think you've been so mocked?
Well, here's the thing. The scientific community is so wrapped up in facts. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They don't believe in letting people just think outside the box and maybe fudge some data here and there. But you don't need facts. You just need to keep breathing, which brings us back to chewing gum. Chewing gum will help you breathe, will help you. I've done a study. Over 59% of the people that I have put on a strict chewing gum diet, so to speak, has lived. Totally lived. And are
59%?
Still living. 100% Rob? Across the board, they're all still alive.
Wow.
Rob, I'd appreciate you tone down the tone here. Keep an
I'm
open
sorry.
Mind.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, Mike, it's counterpoint. You have to have it.
I understand. Are there any, I hate to use the term celebrities, but are there any people that we would know that are offering any support during what has obviously been, from this interview, a difficult time for you? I know it's tough. People don't like new theories. People don't like things to come out and they just get frustrated with that. Is there anybody, a name that we might know that has backed up your theory of gum?
Jay Leno has come out. We found that people with strong jawlines tend to really support this whole theory. So Jay Leno right now is the only one.
Just Jay?
And I'm sorry, we are not doing any more than that, ladies and gentlemen. And scene. Colin Mockery. That was a little 61-year-old boy's dream came true just then with Ava.
That's so great.
And I asked Colin, I said, can I just throw anything out at you? And that's what I did. I'm sitting there. I didn't even drink last night when I said, wouldn't it be fun to do this? With the fact that we've got you on Zoom, and ladies and gentlemen, from whose line is it anyway? Colin Mockery.
Yeah.
I'm going to get right to the plug since you were so generous. Colin Mockery and Brad Sherwood are going to be doing a live improv via Zoom called Stream, clever there, of Consciousness, and that is coming up. Rob, do you have the dates for that? It's going to be August 14th.
It's tomorrow. Right? It's tomorrow,
tomorrow,
and you can find the show at passportshows.com.
And a few days after that, too. They're doing it multiple nights, so it's going to be starting tomorrow.
/portfolio/stream-of-consciousness. It's a long slug line, but we will have it on our social media so you can click through and enjoy it tomorrow and whenever you get a chance to do it. So
thank you for
excited.
Indulging my selfishness to say. I said, if I'm going to have one of the great improv actors of the world on my show, I might as well throw that out at you. And I thought you'd enjoy that too, first thing in the morning. Thank you.
I'm here to make dreams come true, Mike. I'm glad I could help fulfill that little wish for you.
Right when you joined us here a moment ago before we went on the air, your backdrop.
Yes.
Your backdrop. There are there are a lot of I study backdrops like we all do now when we're watching.
Sure.
I watch a lot of news and the talking heads, and there are certain ones that, I just have to say to Jonathan Lumiere of the Associated Press, please come on, tweak it up. I'm tired of looking at Jason Veritek in the Red Sox picture in the corner. But anyway, that's quite a backdrop. You did you handpick that one for, or do you use that every time you do an interview?
I thought when you have a lot of books in the background, people just assume you're smart. So I thought that would help me in a lot of interviews I've had to do. At times that has worked against me, where people have asked me questions that I don't know the answer to, but I'm still going to go with it.
It's wonderful. Well, it's great having you on the show, and you and Brad keeping the fire burning with this. This is have you tried anything like this yet? Technologically, people that are in the business of show have to try different outlets. So this
right.
is brand new, and I want to urge really this is keeping this kind of stuff going, and all of our listeners. I think this could be a really, really good time to sit back with an adult beverage and watch these guys just riff for a a solid hour. Have you done anything similar to this at all?
Well, we've done when it first started, the pandemic. I did some improv shows online with various companies around the States. And then Brad and I decided, let's try and get our tour virtual so we don't actually have to go anywhere and truly not wear pants. Because it's been a dream that we haven't been able to do in our stage show. It's odd because he's in Vegas, I'm in Toronto. So we're in two different countries, working together, using a technology we don't fully trust or understand. So it's been exciting. We had sort of a preview show last night with friends and family, and it went quite well. So we were
awesome.
We're happy. I mean, it's so weird doing a comedy show and you hear no laughter. There's
weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We get that a lot here.
I wanted to ask you, being a Canadian, and what is the deal with the Canadians and comedy? God, just on and on and
Mike,
on.
Mike, it's a ruse to distract us from the invasion.
The invasion of the United States. I don't know where I saw the cartoon of the Canadian border, and there's a person holding up a barrier, and you see the Confederate flag and these guns and people with truckers' hats that trying to get into Canada. Do you have any, as far as the mood, you don't need to represent your entire country. Do you have any feeling of superiority being in a country that has their act together? And meanwhile, where we're dying down here, Colin, do you feel a little superior up in the Great White North?
Oh, sure. But I mean, that's the short answer. The long answer is, of course, I have a lot of wonderful friends in the U.S. I love the U.S. There's so many, New York is one of my favorite cities. I work there a lot, and I've been lucky enough to travel across the whole country and meet a lot of people. So, I'm glad that our government there were still a few problems, but we sort of got it under control fairly quickly and being responsible. It's just, I don't even know what the emotion is I feel for you guys. It's not pity, because that just seems condescending. I feel you're in a hostage situation.
Wow. That, yeah.
You know, that's not inaccurate. When I think of I'm up here in relatively close to Canada. We're about an hour and a half from the border up here in Maine, but my primary residence is down in South Florida. And I think hostage would be relatively accurate as far as the way when you have people that aren't doing things that you necessarily not only disagree with, but you feel could put you at peril. It's a very weird world to live in, and there's a lot of that. We'll have that in the news later on this morning. The Sturgis rally, I got a story from there. It's going to curl your hair. So this is exciting for you and for Brad and to do improv. The actual idea of the Zoom, I think we kind of proved it. If I can do it with Colin, I think the pros can do it.
Of course.
It doesn't not lend itself to being able to do an improv in the Zoom format. And you test drove it last night, seemed to work okay for you?
Yeah, because we decided fairly early. We've been working on this for like a month, trying different platforms and different ways of doing it. And we found we were trying to do our stage show on Zoom, which doesn't translate, because when we're on stage, we can take a lot more time.
Yeah.
Setting up things. Zoom is like television. So we have to keep the audience, we have to keep our bits faster and shorter, because audiences tend to use Zoom. They're watching a screen. It's like television,
right.
So we actually figured out a way to make the technology our friend, and we've used it to do kind of some special effects that we're kind of excited about. And
you just got me with that. You just got me with that one a little bit.
Well, it made me laugh. When we opened up, we talked about the fabulous background that you have, your virtual library background. Do you use virtual backgrounds to help set the scene? Is that one of the variants that you can
don't
use?
Don't let him give away his secrets, my God.
Special effects, Mike. Special
effects right now. We have a scene where we actually have our audience, the theater gets in touch with them and says, send them all your, holiday pictures or paintings.
Oh, wow.
Done. And we do scenes based on those showing up, which we see for the first time as we're doing it. So it's still fun creatively, and it's really keeping us on our toes.
Oh, that is fantastic. Listen, Colin and Brad are going to be doing this show. It is Stream of Consciousness. It's a long link here, passportshows.com/portfolio/stream-of-consciousness/. I give that to you if you want to write it down, but we will have a link at MikeOMaraShow.com for this show, so you can go and check it out tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. As far as the improvs go, this is a weird question, and I have no idea why I'm asking, but it popped into my head. Being as good at it as you are, have you in your entire history, and it doesn't have to be your history of performing, it could be when you were a kid, do you ever just pull that crap when you're out there in a store or something like, or you're on the phone
right.
with a, somebody who's, trying to sell you something?
Telemarketer, yeah.
You know, or perhaps like I did, and I really did this. I did this a couple of times in college with a buddy, I remember, where you kind of create a different persona. I might get you arrested, but I'm curious about
that. Yeah. No, my improv skills in my life suck. I've never won an argument with my wife. I've never talked myself out of a speeding ticket. It just doesn't work for me. My wife, Deb, actually calls the guy on Whose Line the other, because it's
okay.
He's nothing like me at all. I tend to be quiet, try to stay in a shell, try to stay out of people's way. As opposed to the laugh whore who is on Whose Line.
Now, when you're not being the other, do you think the reason you're quiet is because you're, if it's not your bread and butter, if it's not your job, are you observing? Are you absorbing? Why do you think it is that the other is the other?
Yeah, I think I certainly observe a lot. I'm a great listener. I when we were shooting the show in Britain, I just love going to pubs and just listening to people talk and telling their stories and watching them. I love people watching. And it's all stuff that you can use, even though something like you'll be doing a scene and then something will pop up where you go, oh, where'd that come from? Oh, yeah, it was that guy that I met in New York who was spitting at me. It's just everything you experience, all of it, goes into this vault in your head, and it just comes out at the best times or the worst times, depending on how you look at it.
Are you a bad liar?
It depends. Okay. With my wife, yeah, horrible liar. I don't know why. I just start sweating, even when I'm telling the truth. So that's not good. But I have gotten away with lies in other areas.
And, besides doing the show, I'll give you a chance to plug your partner here. What's Brad been up to? sometimes when I'm giving you the obvious setup, what's Brad been up to in his time? Brad
Mike,
Sherwood.
Here comes the lie.
Brad's been waiting for me to get this back happening so he can ride my coattails to success.
There it is. There it
perfect.
Is, Brad.
Perfect.
Well, listen, I want to make sure that everybody checks it out. It is good. The link will be up on our website for
the
live show. I like that you did a test drive on it. That's kind of cool. And I love the idea of playing with the backgrounds. And thank you for committing during the gum segment. I really I appreciate that.
Dr. Colin. Jonathan Lama.
Yeah, I think
that was, and by the way, that's what makes him great. That's why if you go and by the way, you can see Colin and the history of he's got a highlight reel from Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Great.
And I think, look, you've been told this before. You were the go-to guy. You were the one that got them all. But that's because your mind works in that way. Not in a million years did I expect Llama when you you threw that out at me with that. But keep on keeping on. And if you loved Whose Line Is It Anyway, you're going to love this show with Colin. Mockery and Brad Sherwood that comes up starting tomorrow night, and then there are several nights after that. Not all consecutively, but you can check them out as well. Really, thank you so much, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I hope that Rob can follow up with you to see if this show was a resounding success, because we'd love to have you back on and do it again.
Anytime.
We'd love to. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me on.
That's Colin Mockery, everybody.
Thank you. Round
of applause. Be safe, there Colin. He goes. Thank you very you much. Too. Very good. That's Colin, everybody. And Rob Spiewak, we can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
They say bread is life, and I bake bread, 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 and I sweat and shovel this stinking dough in and out of this hot hole in the wall, and I should be so happy. Huh, sweetie? Chrissy, over by the wall, bring me the big knife.
No, Ronnie!
Bring me the big knife! I'm gonna cut my throat!
Maybe I should come back another time.
No, I want you to see this. 5 years ago, I was engaged to be married, and Johnny came in here, and he ordered bread for me. And I said, oh, okay, some bread. And I put my hand in the slicer, and it got caught because I wasn't paying attention. The slicer chewed off my hand. It's funny, because when my fiance found out about it, when she found out that I'd been maimed, she left me for another man.
That's the bad blood between you and Johnny?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, but that's not Johnny's fault.
I don't care! I ain't no freaking monument to justice! I lost my hand!
This stuff is great, but it's like lint.
So tell me, where have you been? I haven't seen you. You haven't even called or anything. Where have you been?
Well, Mom, I've been working nights.
And?
Well, tonight we were out late. We took a ride out to the country, and we hit one of those deers. That's where the blood came from, I tell you. Jimmy told you before, I won't say. Anyway, you know, it reminds me, I need this knife. I'm going to take this. It's okay?
Okay, yeah.
I just need it for
bring
a
it back, though, you know.
Well, the poor thing, you know, I hit him in his, we hit the deer in his paw. What do you call it?
Oof. The paw.
The paw.
Hoof.
The hoof got caught in the grill. Oh. I gotta hack it off.
Ooh.
Ma, it's a sin. You gotta leave it there, you know. So, anyway, I'll bring your knife back if they do that. Anyway.
Delicious.
Thank you. Why don't you get yourself a nice girl?
I get a nice one almost every night, Ma.
Yeah, but get yourself a girl so you could settle down. That's what I mean.
I settle down almost every night, but then in the morning I'm free. I love you. I wanna be with you.
Don't just settle down.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
All right, Rob, you're going to have to tell me what I missed, because you did Moonstruck, a clip
yes.
from Johnny Camerari in Moonstruck.
Yes.
And then you, in the middle of it, segued into Joe Pesci after he almost beats to death Billy Batts, who will
right.
later be found thumping in the trunk and stabbed and shot to death and finally thrown in a pit and covered with lime. I'm not sure I understand
Mike, it
the
is so clear. I don't understand why you didn't get it. Those are both great Italian-themed movies that have scenes with knives. And that's why we're playing Brian Adams right now. Cuts like a knife. You see, you needed the knife to get the hoof, the paw.
I don't mind that.
And also,
I don't mind that at all.
Bring me the big knife!
Bring me the big knife! You understand? Sweetie. Anyway, live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're heard all the way from Beargrass, North Carolina, Myersville, Maryland, Fort Bolivar, Texas, Rutgersville, Virginia, Central South Carolina, and Islamabad, Pakistan. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If your mortgage is 3.25% or higher, you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, and you need to do it today.
Do it. See, it's exciting, and you get verklempt.
Right now, 90% of homeowners have rates higher than the average going interest rate. Cornerstone First Financial's rates are so low that they've actually become a disruptor in the industry because their rates, service, and programs are unparalleled. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are both a lender and a broker allows them to have the flexibility to approve loans that the big banks can't. Interest rates on the 30-year fixed have fallen into the twos for the first time ever. You never know with the world and the goings-on how long that's going to last. You
gotta
need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial now, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. Think of this. At this level, you'll likely never need to refinance again. So whether it's a purchase or refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And I was thinking about Colin and laughing at Jay Leno.
That's so great. Oh, my God.
That was just fun. That is fun is the best thing to have. What a great thing to have a job where I'm up here in the great state of Maine.
I know.
And I can do an improv with a guy where you know. It doesn't matter. I didn't throw him a fastball, obviously.
No.
But boy, oh boy, to do that with him, that's a little ego stroke for me.
Of course it is.
And I got the idea last night, and then because of my inability to text you last night, I'm getting texts 3 days after somebody sends them to me up here. You and I do okay on text,
right.
But my text messages suck ass up here. They are terrible.
I think you have
here.
Trouble outside of the Apple family. When someone who is not on iOS gets involved, it mires it.
Since we do the group text, we've got Maddie right here. Maddie, my cielo, she's a good girl, daughter of the mayor. Are you an iPhone person,
Maddie? I am, of course. Yeah, like
there's
a normal
person. There's only one person in the group, Mike. Only one person in the group
God
who doesn't have
damn
an
it,
iPhone.
Pony.
Suck it.
You know what? How many times do you complain about your crappy iPhone? You hate it. You're always complaining,
but you are the reason that this isn't working.
No, that's crazy talk. I disagree.
What is your phone? Tell us about what is your? Is it a Samsung Galaxy?
Samsung Galaxy Note 10, and it's wonderful. It doesn't catch on fire. It's big. It has a pen. I love it.
You're the weak link. You're why I sent the group text out, and I can't do them, and it's frustrating for me because up here it doesn't seem to. Rob and I communicate via text directly, and we don't have a problem with it. When I send the group text to the group, that screen turns green that tells me from the Apple company someone's not using an Apple product. It's very frustrating.
I blame Apple. I think they're purposefully.
I blame the pen.
Bad.
That's a stupid thing to have as a pen.
You know what it's called? It's called the S Pen. It's the worst name for a pen I've ever heard.
Yeah. By the way, the S Pen, doesn't that go back to like the friggin' Palm Pilot
back in the day, exactly.
Like 30 years ago or something like that?
But it's still fun. You know, it works. Why change it?
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Mike, when you brought up Jay Leno, it reminded me of something. I know that sometimes I feel unfortunately targeted because of my television viewing. Like, I know that because you watch golf, you get a lot of insurance ads that come your way. Also, there's a lot of skewing older ads during game shows like Jeopardy at night. Mm-hmm. They skew older. Well, because HBO did that reboot of Perry Mason, I've been watching classic Perry Masons occasionally.
I didn't understand your text. I didn't know who you were talking about. You'll reference a character that was are the characters you're giving me?
Oh, Paul Drake. He is the private investigator. But we're in the eighth season now, and
Drake the new Perry Mason guy? Is that who it is?
No. Well, he's on both Perry Masons, but by different actors. I'm referring to the old Perry Mason.
I don't know if you have a friend out there or a coworker.
I don't
that you can communicate with that would track with your. Referencing a character actor from a 1904 television show.
I thought that you would appreciate the fact that by the time they got to season 8, Raymond Burr was really fat, but he wasn't owning up to it. But the reason I say this, they ran a commercial during Perry Mason that is obviously skewed towards the older demographic. Do you know that Norton, the computer security company, they've got Jay Leno in a spot claiming that someone tried to steal his identity? He said, Jay Leno said, someone filed for my Social Security benefits before I did. And I thought this was really unexpected because I thought I was pretty well known. And
because Jay Leno really needs those Social Security benefits.
All I do is I only spend the stand-up money. I saved all the Tonight Show money. But it's so funny because it's a really, you know, like, do you worry about having your identity stolen? And, you know, there's some old woman at home with a jitterbug saying, yes, I worry about that. Let me listen. And it says, do you know who had his identity stolen? Yeah, it's me, Jay Leno. And they tried to steal my identity.
Right, Maddie, let me give you this. Okay, so here's what happens here. Let me get them standing. Okay, there they are. So okay. here's what I get from Rob. This is a couple of nights ago when Rob and I are having an exchange about something.
Mm-hmm. I think it was about getting your sister on the show.
Yeah. All right. The text from me. All right. I said, thanks. Texts for me are tough unless iPhone to iPhone. And then capital letters, pony. Rob writes, sad trombone. I'll text you directly next time. By the way, and this is where, you know, where I start looking out the window. By the way, I'm watching a season 8 episode of Perry Mason, and Raymond Burr weighs about 7,000 pounds. I don't get that. I don't understand.
Necessary information to have.
I used to do a bit that longtime listeners of the Don and Mike show will understand this exchange.
Yes.
I write to Rob, wrapped in foil. Maddie, exactly. I don't expect you to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Rob writes peanut, and then I write Phil Harris. Rob was doing a riff on Biden Harris when he named Kamala Harris as his running mate, and who was the Harris that you wanted to use?
I put up Ed Harris because I found it really funny.
I did see those. I was confused.
That was funny.
Yes.
I was trying because this is where I am computer illiterate. I was trying to get a picture of the late dead singer Phil Harris, who was Baloo in the Jungle Book, you know?
Yes, of
Look
course.
For the bare necessities. You know that guy,
yes,
right, Maddie?
Yes.
This is good. This disciplines me, having Maddie on screen.
I actually
find myself trying to explain. This is probably helpful to get younger listeners to listen to this show.
Exactly.
So I put Phil Harris on the thread, and then I said, tomorrow, I give him a little tease, tomorrow, a meteor shower with a 7-year-old. Kill me. Just kill me. Night, night. And then Rob writes, I hate meteors. Good night. Paul Drake looks like he's on prednisone. I don't know, and I don't even respond. I don't bother responding because I don't know who Paul Drake is. I've never known who Paul Drake is. Was Paul Drake, let me see if this might make you happy. Was Paul Drake like kind of a gray-haired investigator?
Yes, he was the private investigator that would usually come in with the clutch piece of evidence about 5 minutes before the end of the episode.
Don't get excited about that. I just happened
You just said that what I'm about to say might excite me, and Mike, it excited me.
All right. So you watch, I thought you were watching the modern Perry Mason.
Well, I've watched all of that, but it inspired me to go back and look at some of the older ones. And I've realized that the structure of it is horrible because Perry Mason doesn't show up until 25 minutes in. Too much exposition. Not good writing.
How come I get Pony so perfectly right before the show? Like at 8:28 when you say Rob is hooked up and looking solid. That's our connection that we're talking
about.
Maybe
he can text you. But you can't text him.
No, but that's the group text.
Pony, say, put Hi Mike in and text me right now. We will do an experiment on the show. Text Hi Mike and go. Send it to me right now. Tell me when you've sent it.
And it's gone.
That's all.
Didn't that take longer than it needed to as far as for him?
Well, I mean, it was 6 letters and a space.
I got it. Look, I got it.
Okay.
That's within 15 seconds.
All right. Now you do a group text reply, Hi Pony. And then we'll see.
Yeah, I already got it.
Shut up.
You did not. All right. I just sent a word out to everybody.
Okay. I hope it's a good word.
It is. You'll like the word.
All right. If it ever gets here.
Oh, I see it.
You get it, Maddie?
I did.
What does it say?
It says Rob with 2 B's.
Okay.
Hey, I just got it too.
All right, so you know what? God damn it! It's like when you take your car into a mechanic and it doesn't work.
What we need to do is
in the mechanic or whatever I was trying to say.
We need to investigate this. Someone call Paul Drake.
So did you like the new Perry Mason that's on HBO?
Very, very much. I thought the writing was exceptional and a great plot arc. The thing is, and I wanted to tell you about this. If you haven't watched it, you should catch up twice. I guess spoiler alert, okay, because it's like 5 episodes ago. John Lithgow plays an older attorney in Perry Mason, and he kills himself in, I think, episode 3. But twice in the episode, the new Perry Mason does a John Lithgow impression as the character. Like you do for the soup commercial but he does an impression of John Lithgow. It's very, very funny. And I thought you would appreciate that. So you really should. It's only 8 episodes. I think you should stay with Perry Mason. It's a good storytelling.
I'm looking for something. It's weird when you get bored with Netflix, but I am. I mean, I'm talking about, am I alone when you just sit there and you scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and you get trending, continue watching, new releases, and they bleed together where
once
the new
you get
releases.
Past that, it's bad.
Well, the new releases and the trending, look, I'm not going to slam the most successful entertainment company to come around for the last decade as far as TV is concerned. Netflix is killing it. They're killing it with their Emmy nominations. There's been great content on Netflix, but there's so much stuff that we, it's just like when back in the day, and I'm old enough to remember when we got new channels and then cable came in and then hundreds of choices, and that there's so much out there that you just get bored. I almost pine for the day where we were more limited and there were less offerings. That's why you would have a juggernaut like a show like the Mary Tyler Moore Show, or where you would have appointment television that all of us could talk about, where now that's once every few years where you've got something like Breaking Bad that strikes the national consciousness.
Even though they have that, that's a great show and that's appointment television, it's still not the same because people are watching it at different rates and at different times. What really unified us entertainment-wise was pre-DVR, pre-VCR, when a show was on television, you had to watch it that night at 8 o'clock, and then the next day at the water cooler, you were talking to everybody about it because TV shows would have 42, 45 shares back in the day. That means like half the country watched it.
And I think now don't do it anymore. Could we use something like that? When you're talking about not, I'm watching a news story, somebody references how bad the Red Sox are playing, and I have no idea. And I know, I think the Capitals played a playoff game yesterday. I don't even know. I don't even know the results.
I believe they lost.
Because the national or even the regional, what's the word I'm looking for? The regional cohesion of people doing something at the same time just doesn't, that's another, chalk that up to another screwed up thing with the pandemic. So last night I'm going and going and going and I'm making an effort. I said, no one's there to recommend it. By the way, the recommendations over the years that I've gotten for streaming shows and shows of any kind have been fantastic. And I've latched on to shows, and there's nothing better when you know you've got a friend that you can sit in front of the warm television and watch one of your stories. It's a great feeling. Yes, what were you going
to
say?
Capitals fell to the Islanders 4-2 last night, and that puts the Islanders 1-0 in the playoff rows.
All right. You know what? I meant to do that. It was 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, an afternoon game, right?
Yeah, on a Wednesday. Damn it.
Yeah.
So getting back to what I was saying. So I'm surfing and surfing and surfing and surfing, and finally I come to a show called Kingdom. Is anybody aware of it? It's brand new.
Was that the one Shannon was talking about the other day? It has like Nick Jonas in it.
No. I think because if Nick Jonas,
because Mike loves anything.
Just wait for Nick Jonas.
Anything with the Jonas Brothers is all Mike.
Maybe not.
It says it's season 2, so it's been out there. Hold on, I'm going to go to the official site on Netflix.com. No,
Kingdom.
This is a Kingdom is an Asian program. While strange rumors about their ill king grip a kingdom, the crown prince becomes their only hope against a mysterious plague overtaking the land. Now, I didn't read the bio. I didn't see it, but it seemed, if I saw that, I am not a Walking Dead fan. I'm somebody that likes history, and I love a good true story that's dramatized. I like it in my books, and I like it in my television, but it's this ancient weird kingdom in Asia.
Is it rooted in fact or mythology?
Okay. Well, I thought maybe it might be until no, because right at the beginning there, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, there's this doctor or servant for the king of this Asian country, and he says to his little minion, they're walking in with these I think food or medicine or something like that. He says, "Don't, whatever you do, do not look," and I shouldn't do the Asian accent.
No,
I get in trouble for that. "Whatever you do, do not look into the king's bedchamber." And what does the little guy do?
Well, of course he looks in. You got to.
Well, they walk in and they're putting stuff down in front of this screen that apparently is screening over his bed, and you hear, and then he looks up, and of course he's yanked into the bedchamber, and you hear screaming. That's how it starts. I didn't know that it was a monster sci-fi type of thing, and now
they tricked
I do.
You. They tricked you.
Yeah, but I didn't really confirm it until maybe two-thirds of the show when they're treating people that have this illness and they're making soup. And this lady comes back from the field and she sees this soup that has been really like had bugs in it. And it's just nothing good. And there's nothing really to eat. And they're cooking straw and they're trying to make a broth out of it.
Ugh.
And all of a sudden she walks back into the courtyard of this hospital and the people are all smiling and laughing and they're eating meat. And they said, where did they get the meat? Well, the guy says, I killed a deer. And so she goes over and she stirs the soup and the aroma of the soup comes up and they're cooking real meat in the soup. And she's, oh, that's wonderful. And she scoops out a little bowl of it and a human finger falls out.
Oh,
I'm spoiling the whole show for anybody right there. And
no,
you realize,
not really. You're making me not want to watch it. You're saving
you
me is what you're doing.
He's cooked a human being in there. And then flash forward. I'm just taking you up to the point where I bailed.
Okay.
Where I bailed on it. And I'm like, okay, you know, that they're starving and perhaps a little cannibalism just to save the people. And then later that night, when they're putting them, they're sleeping and she's treating one person. And he goes, and suddenly they become like zombies wanting to eat human flesh. And I went, thank you very much.
Will you return?
F no. I mean, it's like, don't we have enough about zombies? My kid, first of all, my son is terrified of zombies. When he crawls into our bed in the middle of the night, I tell him every night there's no such thing as a zombie. He said, I'm afraid of zombies. It's a 7-year-old thing where you're afraid of the dark and you're afraid of zombies. But, you know, zombies for me have never. The Walking Dead, after you get the first phenomenal makeup, doesn't do it. Are you a Walking Dead fan, Maddie?
No, not at all. Yeah, I'm not into zombies or really anything like sci-fi-y, really. So
yeah, I don't like the sci-fi boards.
What about a Nick Jonas zombie?
Well, then I'm all in. He can make me a zombie, too.
What show did Nick Jonas do that had Kingdom in it? There was no Kingdom.
Like, well, because Shannon was raving about this show, and she wanted me to watch it, and I feel like it was called, you know what, I'm going to look it up, but I think it was called Kingdom, and it was like MMA fighters.
It was. I just saw there's two different Kingdoms on Netflix.
It's called Kingdom, though?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't the Nick Jonas one getting some pretty good reviews, though?
Probably.
Isn't that? I mean, I heard good
Jonas.
Things about that?
Stop
I'm not sure.
He could do no wrong.
He can do plenty of wrong.
Why don't you like the Jonas Brothers?
The Jonas Brothers are just, I think they are
successful,
very,
young, thin, everything you're not. Is that what
You see the thing? Well, if Oscar was here, he'd be all in. Oh, I love the Jonas Brothers. They're great. They're successful. But
no,
you know,
I don't love them, but I mean, they're kind of.
Like, you don't have to do that.
I don't have to hate them. I don't. And is Nick the only one that's an actor?
For the most part, yeah. And I think the other two, well, Kevin is just like a nobody, right?
Well,
and
Then, Nick always seems like the most proactive one.
Yeah.
The bossy one.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Even though he's the youngest. I know too much about this.
You know more that right there you demonstrated you know more about the Jonas Brothers than I do.
There was a Jonas Brothers, a slight Jonas Brothers era in this household because of my daughter. There was even a concert attendant.
All right. So that's it. That works. Yeah. You know, that's cool. Don't hate, Rob. There's no need for hate on this show. We don't have
any. Great show.
Go
if
ahead.
You could cook Kevin Jonas.
Okay,
I'm watching.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. I'm going to go through the lineup and see if anything hits. And I mean, Maddie, Rob, well, not Rob. Rob watches Marx Brothers. God, you know what we're going to do when we come back? We're going to get to you, finally
okay.
You. And what I need from you, what I'm going to require from you going forward in life.
All right.
Not that it's a big deal. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Are you a 40-something-year-old chick going through a midlife crisis? Looking to get some validation for keeping it tight all these years? Would you like to be TikTok famous? Let's get you a starter pack. You know the drill. MichaelMaraShow.com. Shopping. Walmart. Let's get started with some ripped denim shorts and a new bikini top. Self-tanner, volumizing conditioner, fake tattoos, and most importantly, a selfie light ring. Throw in a tube of Ben Gay for after you shake your ass on camera. You're not in your 20s anymore, sweetheart. Pretty soon, you're going to have thousands of creeps just like Oscar Santana following you. And you did it all thanks to the Walmart tab on the TMY Shopping Center. And now, back to the guy who's never been on TikTok, Mike O'Meara.
Thank you very much, person. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Harry's. It arrived yesterday.
Finally!
My care package from home, where I had sent my Harry's to the wrong address, and I've got it. And by the way, the great communication that I have with my wife, it arrived when I wasn't here. And I went up into the bathroom today, and there they were, my Harry's razors. And I yelled downstairs, and I said, did I get the care package yesterday? And from downstairs, I go, I hear, uh-huh. Thanks, Carla. Anyway, let me tell you about Harry's.
Nice surprise, though, huh?
Yeah, well, it's great to, I love the product. Harry's we're talking about. You could save enough to buy 26 fancy cups of coffee in New York City.
New York City? Fancy coffee?
Or even enough to pay for 6 months of your Netflix subscription, which
See?
We were just talking about.
There you go.
How, you ask? It's because Harry's delivers high-quality razor blades for as low as $2 each. That is a fraction of the price of the leading brand. But even more importantly than that, the incredible savings are great, but the shaving is fantastic.
Yes.
Harry's gives a better shave, the best shave of my life. I love the product. I don't know how long. I've never experimented because I don't choose to with how long you could go. But I really don't have. I suppose if you have the beard of a goat. Maybe you wouldn't go
William
the full
Stillwell,
year, but I think,
yeah.
I think I could do a year with a Harry's razor.
I have never. The only reason I ever change out my Harry's razor is because I think it's probably about time. It's not because
That's
of
it.
Performance.
I'm with you on that one completely. Blade refills delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription. 100% quality guarantee. 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. And these razors last. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You'll get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. And I do want to plug Colin Mockrey again, where his improv show will be linked at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Also on our Facebook page and on our fan club page. Make sure you check it out because you know what? This is a great way to support the arts in a time when the arts are floundering. I love the fact that he is making this effort to keep improv alive because he's the best at it.
Absolutely. So check him out. So getting back to you, I was going to say somebody give me a Netflix recommendation, and people do it all the time. Let me look at the Netflix originals, and then I want to talk to you about your hermit lifestyle.
Yeah.
And not getting out of the house, which you know, it's come to my attention that that's the way you live your life, and I think you need to. It doesn't necessarily have to be getting out of the house, but we'll get to that in
All
just
right.
a second. All right. The Umbrella Academy. That's getting a lot of heat on it. Anyone? Anyone watch the... Anybody
I've
aware of it?
I've heard good things, but I haven't seen it yet.
I saw season one. It's kind of like Watchmen, a little bit funnier. It's kind of crude at times, but it's enjoyable.
All right. That
thumbs
was an
up or
incredible
thumbs down.
You know what?
Stirring endorsement. That was about, that is as non-committal an endorsement as I've ever
heard. I mean, it's
heard.
A non-committal
in my
program.
Natural life right there. You give it what? A thumbs up?
I give it a 50%. It's really, it's not
that's
spectacular.
Way to go. Then I don't need to hear from you then about that if you don't let. But I thank you for volunteering. But 50%, you probably consume more Netflix content than anybody, right?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I would say so. You know what? Have you seen Marco Polo?
I have not seen Marco
That's
Polo.
That's fantastic. It's very much like Kingdom, only without zombies, and it's historic and much more enjoyable.
I've watched it. It's about a bunch of kids in a swimming pool, and one of them has their eyes shut. And
I like the Marco Polo insurance commercial.
I do like that one, yeah.
You'll see Marco Polo, where he's like with a llama in back of him. Sorry, that's one I like. Hey,
that's
here's one I almost went to last night. Selling Sunset. Has anybody watched Selling Sunset?
Anyone? Never heard of it.
No one has.
Pony?
It's about realtors that are selling high dollar real estate in California, in Los Angeles, and Hollywood.
Is it a documentary or is it scripted?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking, because I didn't click on it.
All right.
Let's see. Reality TV. We don't need that. Crime TV dramas. My daughter loves Peaky Blinders. I've watched Narcos, but here we go. New releases.
Right.
The Kissing Booth. Anyone?
Oh, it's a terrible, it's a teenage movie that is so bad, it's almost good.
Really?
don't watch it. It's really not worth it, but it's so bad.
Is it as bad as the reality TV we used to watch at lunchtime?
It's bad, but in a different way. It's not like trashy. But it's it's bad.
Just badly done.
The Old Guard. The Old Guard. Anyone watching The Old Guard? I think it might be a movie. Charlize Theron is in The Old Guard. Might have to check that one out. Anyone?
Well, no, but she's worth watching no matter what.
Okay. kidding. Thank you.
Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
No.
Let's see.
Lady.
Fuller House, I'm not going to do. I've recommended this one, Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, if you really want to know what really went on and why we were so excited when Ghislaine name, whatever that name is, got locked up. And she's bitching now about she thinks she's being watched in prison by people that are not part of the prison system, which may or may not be the case. I don't know. But she's got she's on 24-hour surveillance. Yeah. They've taken her off suicide watch, though. I follow this closely because I want to see her. I really, really want to see her get the maximum sentences for what they did. Let's see. The Ranch. Anybody watching The Ranch?
I love The Ranch.
The Ranch. We found one.
Okay, what is The Ranch?
You might not like it. It's very weird, and I wouldn't have thought that I would have liked it, but it's about, it's Ashton Kutcher and Sam Elliott.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Maddie.
I've read about this. Yeah.
Did you say Ashton Kutcher and Sam Elliott?
Yeah. Sam Elliott's the dad, and they live on a ranch in Colorado, and it's super redneck, which I can't relate
to. Well, I like super redneck. I'm a redneck.
It's fun, but it has a laugh track, which I hate. But other than that, it's good. Oh, yeah.
Really?
There's hits and misses in it. Yeah.
All right.
Isn't it partially improv'd?
I don't
like
know.
Not totally, maybe. But Ashton Kutcher, you know what? For a successful, skinny, good-looking guy, I like him. Not Nick Jonas.
Oh, good.
But yes, Ashton Kutcher, I like him.
I recommended Immigration Nation before. We'll just do a few more of these here. Orange, everybody knows Orange is the New Black. Dead to Me, we've burned through that one already. Yes. That's a good one. Let me see. We've got another. They love kingdoms. A show like
Another Kingdom. Yeah.
There's The Last Kingdom. I don't want to watch that. Let's see. Sweet Magnolias. Anyone? Sweet Magnolias.
Oops. It sounds like a wonderful show.
Six Underground. Anybody? Six Underground. See what I'm up against here?
You know, the thing is that you see someone that will be complaining on Facebook, and I'm seeing a lot of this now that we're into this pandemic so deep. They said, I've seen all the things. Now, I hate that phrase, but it's so easy because once you get past the total cream, the stuff that's trending on Netflix, there's so much garbage in there. Mm-hmm. There's so much filler. And you don't know if you want to waste your time on it.
Boney, are you still watching Black Mirror?
Yeah, a little bit. They haven't done all that many episodes. I feel like the British shows tend to just do like six episodes a season, and then you don't see anything from them for like a year or two.
Yeah, because they're lazy.
Can we all agree that Space Force was a complete bust?
Not a complete bust.
Of course you liked it because it had Steve Carell in it.
I just thought it had a funny tone to it. But they didn't go strong enough in any direction. It wasn't too silly. It wasn't too funny. It wasn't too critical, but it wasn't a total bust. It should have been.
Anybody, before we stop this, anything that jumps out that I should check? Anything from this group? And now I get a lot of emails, so that's good. I like that when I get those, as far as people letting me know. Pony, anyone? You gave me Bloodline years ago. I remember. I'll never forget that. I loved that show. Got addicted to it. I still think about that show. I liked it so much.
I've got a question. Have you ever watched...
No, Pony, ask the Pony thing. Come on.
All right, you're gonna, this'll
you
disappoint. This will disappoint.
Take some Ritalin. All right.
Have you seen the modern Sherlock that was on BBC? It's on Netflix right now. I don't know if it's the one with Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, I have not
seen that. It's fantastic. Fantastic.
Okay. All right, that's good. I can deal with the Brits. I might look at, and I love that name. I love his dirty little name, Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's not dirty.
I really like that. And what were you going to say, Rob Spiewak?
I was going to say, if you have never watched it, you really should go back and at least watch the first season of Arrested Development. It is a show. Now, don't scowl.
I second that. We'll come back and talk to you about you. I want to live in the now. I want to live in the... I want something brand new and shiny. That's what I want.
Disappointing. That's good.
Whatever. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been suffering from hysteria, extended periods of boredom, laughing so hard you pee a little, fear of the end of another show, androphobia, fear of men, confusion about the TMOS world, confusion about the non-TMOS world, hippopotamonstrosequipedalophobia, the irrational need to play Overwatch for hours a day, any characteristics that intern Mac possesses, mania, binge drinking beer and whiskey, old age, douchebag 30s, and extreme hatred of intern promos. As a result of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Please Don't wait. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package today to receive free legal advice. Visit the TMOS website now to subscribe. And remember, you are entitled to entertainment. Put your body
next to mine. Turn microphone back on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. We've all spent a lot of time at home in the past few months. A lot.
Too much.
And they say that a lot, Damone. And at first, it was kind of fun cooking at home. Well, now, if you're like me, it gets burned. And,
of course.
Sometimes you just have other stuff you want to do. And enough with the, you know, with the cooking. How about Freshly? Freshly's
yes.
Fantastic. Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. Right. With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly's chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes and dinner is done. And I know, as a person that loves his calories, that I need to monitor my healthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely true. And also, when it's easy, it's easy. It's fantastic. Choose a plan that works for you. Take a break from all that cooking. It's too hot anyway. Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love Freshly. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's freshly.com/TMOS. We only have time for a short break. For all the people that send in letters to Rob, I'm going to start getting back on the stick with a Tuesday reading of that. We will do the mailbag tomorrow. I promise
All right.
you, I am sorry because I know... I really respect the people that take the time to write us letters and send stuff in and send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com.
We've got a fun one tomorrow. You're going to like it. It's good stuff.
I had it in my hand for 3 days. I've had this, and I have not been doing my job. Sometimes when we are one down, I overcompensate. And so I get off on a tangent and do different stuff. So I apologize for that. We will do that next Tuesday. So if you're looking to hear your letter and you think you might get it in there, we will do that for you this coming Friday.
Perfect.
On the show. As far as you are concerned, it has come to my attention that you don't, outside of prepping for this show, outside of doing some things around the house, that you are not getting out and doing anything, and you are kind of hermit-like, staying in your home too much.
It was brought to my attention within the family unit that perhaps I am using the COVID-19 as an excuse to remain sort of, isolated and not doing anything.
Okay.
And maybe that is true.
This comes from your wife. You know that. We've had your wife on the show, and she talks
about
it.
Yes, we have.
She talks about it. But I like the fact that Carrie has no filter, and it's kind of cool because she adds that, and I encourage her.
Oh, it is cool.
It makes it sizzle.
I know.
The one thing I know that's the irrefutable truth, I in no way can tell you to live your life, how to live your life. When Maddie Masiello takes a trip to the beach and comes back and says, this happened, you know, for the agoraphobics out there, you know, when you leave your house, stuff occasionally happens.
Yep. This
happens
is true.
To me all the time. So when you're not leaving your house and you're talking about, the best example is every day on the show with Oscar and Rob, I will say, I got this, what's this? And usually it's stuff that's going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When Rob Spiewak's biggest thing in the last week and what he brought to me was that he reorganized his record collection.
Oh, this when is it's so much more is, than that. It's so much more
no,
than that.
Not
though.
To me, it isn't, but we can maybe talk about it another time. But I have to tell you, when you are bringing that to the table of something that's major happening in your life, you are someone who needs to interact with other human beings in
it's
some
not
capacity.
The time, but it's not the time of our lifetime that we want to be interacting with other people.
Driving around in your car and observing you, because you leave the house, you go to the store, you come back, you call your mom and dad, and that's pretty much it. Is that would that be accurate?
According to Dr. Fauci, I'm doing it right.
You're gonna use? Are you hiding behind the pandemic?
And you know what? I say that tongue firmly in cheek because actually, I have been with raised voice told that you're not doing anything and you're hiding behind the pandemic. You're a hermit, and it's not healthy, and it's not right, and it's not good.
Are you afraid? Are you afraid to go outside?
Yes, I am. I try to avoid it at all costs.
But you go to the Costco.
I haven't been to Costco in probably 3 weeks. I don't go out unless I have to. But you know, I used to be a twice a week guy there. And when I go there, I am loath to go there. I hate it. You know, with the masks and the gloves and people are looking and it's just, why put yourself in a situation for example, Maddie, bless you, when you went home and you put the face shield on and all the layers of stuff on the airplane. I thought that is, you know, that's the way to do it. But is it worth the risk to do it?
Well, at her age, probably. You know,
maybe.
She doesn't have the same fear factor that maybe you and I have about this particular, and me more than you.
But statistically. I know, but we're very close. We're almost in the same age range. We're almost there. We're within a few years of each other. 10, I guess.
By the way, 11. I had a forgetful moment yesterday when Carla and Michael and I went into town, and we came back and we filled the car up at the local grocery up here, the local one. The mean grocery store.
I remember.
It's small. We have nothing mean. I said, Carla, go in and get a 12-pack of Diet Coke. And they only had Pepsi. I brought two cans. I said, they don't even have a 6-pack. Nope. I said, yeah, way to go, mean. And they ought to power wash their gas pumps, too. It was gross. You got to clean up around there occasionally. Anyway, so I go in, and it was one of the first moments in a long time where I was standing in front of the counter to go back in because their pump scanner, their credit card scanner is broken. That's another thing about this place. Of course it is. So you have to go back in, and Carla said, go in and make sure we paid. And I go back, and it was one of those rare times I forgot the mask. I walked into a place of business without the mask, and I had this moment there like that. But getting out is, and interacting and judging, having people piss you off, running into a situation where you see people, just having that I think with a mask on, you could do something like that. You know, what have you done in the last month?
Nothing. Nothing. I've done nothing. And it's, you know what? When it's, the thing is, I wish I could defend it somehow on a rational thing, but there is a deep seated fear and a notion of
dying.
Self-preservation. I mean, why shouldn't I be afraid? I'm an older man prone to asthma. I'm obese. I shouldn't
be. You're not older. I'm older. You're not older. How old are you? You're 48, right?
I'll be 50 in March. That's older.
That's how well I'm in tune with people. You're gonna have the big 5-0 in March.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, we might have to tailor a show to that. If we're out of the woods with that,
Remembering Rob Spiewak will be the name of the show.
No, the next time we actually see people might be the Rob Tacular.
Oh, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
I would design the entire show around you.
A Spietacular.
A Spiewactacular. A Spiewackular. That would be fun. But I think so. Yeah, I understand, but you're not as, you know, that's not, statistically, you're not there. Pre-existing, your lungs haven't been great for
No, they're horrible. They're horrible. I'm prone to pneumonia. I'm prone to asthma. I take medication on a daily basis.
Sorry for laughing.
It's funny. It is great, Mike. You love the fact that in the morning when I take my pills, I'm no longer hungry for breakfast because that's how many pills I take. But I have blown off... Is that an elephant sound?
This made me laugh when you like grabbed a breath right.
I have blown off a funeral that I would have loved to have gone to because
that's
of respect.
Smart. That's smart. I don't. I'd blow off a funeral right now.
My godson had his virtual wedding last weekend, and they'd had a thing, you know, where you could socially distance and attend. And it was my godson, and I didn't go, and I feel bad about it. But I feel like I'm making the wise choice.
Group gatherings are not cool. I'm with you on that. What I do is I still will go through a drive-through window. I will still go into a store with a mask. I will still go out.
I went to a drive-through last Friday. I did, as a matter of fact. Yes, I went to Roy Rogers.
Oh, you're hopeless. You're so bad. What did you get at the Roy Rogers?
Mike, if you even have to ask, you don't know Roy Rogers. A double R bar burger.
Double R bar burger. All right.
Because,
congratulations.
Maddie, it's the great taste of cheeseburger made better with ham.
Oh, that sounds great. and a heart attack waiting to happen.
But I won't. Maddie, the COVID won't get me. The heart will.
Yeah.
Maddie, what are we going to do with them? I have no idea.
I don't know.
It's frustrating. But yeah, nobody's more frustrated than Mrs. Spiewak. I know that for sure.
This is true. And that's been for years.
Take her to an outdoor cafe. Take her just to an outdoor cafe. Mm-hmm. I'll pay.
If I did it, I don't want you to pay. And if I did it, I'd be the world's biggest hypocrite because I'm the one that yells, why do you need to go to restaurants? This is why rates are up. Don't push your luck.
Oh, no.
That's nice.
I think occasionally if you can sit outside and social distance, you can get away with it. That's where I relax some of my guidelines with that. All right?
All right.
You don't go over to the tourist trap over in Bar Harbor where 50 people are crammed into an ice cream parlor. I don't care if you've got masks, but sitting at a cafe, socially distancing and watching people walk by on the sidewalk, it'll help you. It'll help the old noggin, the inner government. It'll do well for you.
I don't know. I've never felt more mentally sane in my life than moment.
Very good. We'll take a break, and he's up lost cause. We'll talk to you with news you may not need coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
Right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Patron Society. So sad, I almost don't want to tell you, but...
Oh, no, really?
I got a Facebook message this morning from a man who saw Oscar last night. Oh. He and Shannon and Santos were set up in a tent city in Cape Cod, eating discarded radishes for supper.
That's sad.
So bad. Oh, Oscar, we hated a fire on, but times are bad. But you've been generous. If you want Oscar back, we need a little more. If you can do that, you might have him back by Monday. We're not sure. But it's the TMOS Patron Society.
Please.
Please join. We need you to go there. $10 a week or any amount. One-time donation, doesn't matter. Anything can help. Because if you're there for us, we'll be here for you. Your support means the world to us. Now more than ever, we appreciate you and we thank you. Keep a stiff upper lip, Oscar. The best is yet to come.
News.
News.
At this point, everyone wants to have this nasty little pandemic over. But, I seem now to read a story whenever it comes across my desk about Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, he's great.
But Matthew McConaughey said it's important to recognize the positive effect this is having. He said, quote, I think my mental health and family life are improving. I spend more time in the kitchen with my family, preparing meals, eating meals, cooking with my kids. It's been one big advantage, the forced family time.
Forced family what?
Forced family time.
Thank you, Matthew.
I've gotten to know my kids better. Matthew is hanging out at home with his wife, Camila Alves, and their three children, 12, 10, and 7, and his 88-year-old mom, Kay McConaughey. How's she doing?
Kay.
All right. To keep things fresh, he makes sure to break a sweat every day.
Sure.
He's just such a movie star, isn't he?
Well, you know, also be aware he's got a book coming out next month. So you're going to see a lot more of these, I think. He's doing a little Tom Hanksy thing here, I think.
I broke a sweat yesterday. I was cleaning insulation out of my garage where ants had gotten in.
Ants.
Nasty little ant nests. Yeah, all over the place. He said his kids are taking the hobbies they had before COVID and are leaning into them more. Yeah. Hey, listen, if you want to do something right, you got to lean into it.
Sweat every day.
Michael William O'Mara leaning into Minecraft. Lean into Minecraft every day.
Make him lean into that insulation.
Yeah, Lena. Oh, it was nasty. And then I sprayed it to kill the bugs, and then I had to pick it out of there, and it was wet. It was gross.
I hate itched. Me some ants, boy.
It was horrible. When Kanye West's campaign submitted the required signatures to get him on the presidential ballot in Wisconsin, there were more than a few fishy names. Bernie Sanders, Mickey Mouse, There were even two Kanye Wests on the list. So the state Democratic Party filed a complaint alleging there were hundreds of fraudulent signatures and saying Kanye shouldn't be allowed to be on the ballot. But Kanye's lawyers came up with an interesting defense. This proves how wonderful lawyers really are.
Yeah.
They say his critics have to prove that Mickey, Bernie, and the other two Kanyes aren't real.
There so they're just saying, not me, you. Yeah, you do it. You do it.
Prove it. Yeah. Prove it.
Yeah. Lawyers.
Good. NBA players have been in the bubble in Orlando for about a month, which means they're really missing their children, their significant others, and, well, you know, they're probably dealing with, you know, the idea that they haven't, you know.
Yeah.
And the NBA is, you know. Anyway, sure. No, I'm sorry. The NBA is doing something about it. Later this month, they'll start allowing players to bring guests into the bubble.
Uh-oh. Look out.
There are strict rules, and they're clearly trying to block players from inviting Tinder randoms or hotties they met on Instagram. The rules are non-family members must have long-standing relationships.
Okay.
I'm sorry. These rules sound
vague.
Those without an established pre-existing personal and known relationship won't be allowed in. Man, boy, your cousin is beautiful.
And she's back again. You know, this is
your
exciting.
Cousin
for-
that you've known all your life.
be staying in my room.
They say it's a no for, quote, any individual the player has not previously met in person or with whom the player has had limited in-person interactions, like ones known by the player only through social media or an intermediary.
Oh, I love this rules. An intermediary. You're a coordinator. You know, guess this is really great news, Mike, for Mrs. David Stern.
Guests will be required to quarantine for 7 days. And then take a charter flight to Orlando and then quarantine for 4 more days on the Disney campus.
Oh, that's nice.
And I would love more reporting on that.
Don't forget, the intermediary gets a percentage when they introduce them sometimes.
Yeah, quarantine for 4 more days.
That's all.
Let's see here. Hold on just a second. These are some quick hits regarding the coronavirus here. Fisher-Price just released a toy set called My Home Office.
Oh, God.
That's the one where kids can use it to imitate their parents working from home. It includes a phone, headset, coffee cup, and laptop, and it costs $25. We are having a Dr. Pepper shortage. Didn't we have that back when Don wanted Diet Cherry, Dr. Pepper, whatever?
No, it was right? He was a Diet Cherry Coke guy, and I believe there was a shortage because he bought it all.
Okay, there's a Dr. Pepper shortage because of the pandemic, and people are really freaking out. Dr. Pepper tweeted, quote, "We know it's harder to find Dr. Pepper these days. We're working on it. Hang tight." Charmin Toilet Paper responded to Dr. Pepper's tweet with, quote, "Welcome to the club.
Yes.
We feel your pain." So, I don't know. It's flavored water.
Well,
ultimately.
Dr. Pepper, I found that Dr. Pepper fans are the most intense soda fans. They demand it and they need it. And it's fine, I suppose. But come on, get ahead of it. Are people drinking more because of the pandemic? I don't think that would affect soda.
Well, all I know is the local grocery store. You know, we have 2 cans of Diet Coke. Come on. Get your act together.
Plenty
of Diet Pepsi, though. Yeah, shocker there. Plenty of Diet Pepsi. 54% of people say they don't want to handle cash or coins because of the Rona. I feel that way. Mm-hmm. I get hinky about it. I do it, but I don't like to do it.
I agree.
I was in the drive-thru the other day, and 2 people in front of me paid with credit cards. They stuck the thing out the window, and people did. I think that's a better way to pay.
I do too.
And then it makes me hinky when I get change back.
And it's weird because you know what? I love cash. I love it. I love handling it.
Solution to that: hand them the money, and then tell them to keep the change. Work out what it is. When they tell you what it costs, if you're getting a meal in a drive-through line, work out a close thing and let them keep the change.
I agree.
A video is going viral of a healthcare worker in China who was working so hard in the heat that she squeezed a bunch of sweat out of her hazmat suit. If you wonder about frontline workers, though, and what they're dealing with yes. those things, mm-hmm. That's heat and dealing with that every day, not to mention their fear of getting the virus. I salute and love those people.
They use the sweat to make a batch of Dr. Pepper. That was the weird part about it.
Yum. One day when the history books are written about why the U.S. was hit by coronavirus so much worse and so much longer than other countries, this will be used as an example.
Okay.
And this is the way it is in this stupid country sometimes. The biker rally in Sturgis, South Dakota. Bikers. When did they flip? They probably always were like this.
Mm-hmm.
This week, the bikers in Sturgis were so focused on belittling and denying coronavirus that one bar hosted a contest to see who could sneeze the furthest into the crowd.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Into the crowd?
There you go. Well, this starts with the leadership, man. This starts with the mayor of the town saying, yeah, they're going to come anyway. They're going to come. Yep. No, they're not. You know, they're not if you don't want them to. God almighty. Anyway, also the sheriff of Marion County, Florida, has banned his deputies from wearing masks. I read about this douche yesterday. His ban was issued on the same day Florida had its new single-day record for coronavirus deaths with 277 in the state I'm not going back to anytime soon, including 13 in Marion County where this sheriff is. What happened to our nation? Really, what happened to people just opening their eyes? Everything has been politicized.
I can't
even brainwashed, you stupid bastard. Anyway, in the town of Whittier, Alaska, almost all 280 people who live there live in one building. This must be remote.
Oh, that's nice.
And six of them just got coronavirus. So
that's good
all.
News for that
I know,
building.
So sad. Sorry to give you the bad stuff. Anyway, now a little something something. Mississippi's Flag Commission said a proposed new state flag bearing the image of a giant mosquito has been removed from the shortlist and was only included due to a typo. I saw the picture.
Good.
Giant mosquito on the flag. The Mississippi Department of Archives and History said the mosquito flag, a variation on the popular hospitality flag design with a giant mosquito inside a circle of stars instead of a larger star, was never meant to be one of the 147 designs in round two of the flag selection. They're still working on it. The Flag Commission is expected to choose a final design September 2nd, and voters will then decide in November if the flag will be adopted as the state's new symbol. Early design leaders continue to be
yes,
the dunce cap, a discarded tooth, and a caricature of Larry the Cable Guy making the upside down okay sign. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break and we will
flag
come back
commission.
With more fun.
I would love to be on the Flag Commission.
That mosquito will not fly. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Mara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
If I was gay, look out, Scott Pelley. Muffins are for the weak. Who remembers my password? I've already selected my urn.
No.
Got a great deal. I eat the bones. I once got a telegram from Chet Huntley. He wanted to arm wrestle. Weird. The TMOS Shopping Center is Target and Walmart. MichaelMaraShow.com. If you shop there, you help. Okay? Buy things. Because it's good. Oof. What an emotional week.
He eats the bones.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you. He eats bones. Welcome back to our show, brought to you by the Bonus Package. Well, no Rob Ford today. Today we feature the bedrock cast of the Mike O'Mara Show. Madeline, Matthew, Robert, and me. I am Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Thank you. We are your flight crew today, and your final destination is fun. But just you wait until tomorrow when we present the TMOS bonus show, where the sky is the limit when it comes to laughter. Ah! Here's the sitch, Mitch. For just a small handful of dimes, you get this week's show plus full unlimited access to every bonus show of all time. No commercials, no censorship. That's right. If I say now, you'll hear a bleep.
Right.
Just click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. It's waiting for you. Don't be a heel. And a subscription just might cure your recurring case of acute melancholy. It's your passport to the Asport.
Asport.
Copyright 2020. I'm Mike O'Mara. I guarantee it. And now back to Ed Cookie Burbs.
Burns.
What?
Ed Cookie Burns.
Well, you wrote B-Y-R-B-E-S.
And auto-corrected something
wrong. This is
why
you need to get out of the house.
You suppose you're right. I suppose you're
77
right.
77 Sunset Strip. Another person. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you. Let's open up his audio vault. Please take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Mike, I love this when we can do presto requesto on the audio vault. If you want victory in life, you need Coach Lou Holtz.
For victory in life, we've got to keep focused on the goal. And the goal is heaven. The key to winning is choosing to do God's will and love others with all you've got. Sacrifice, discipline, and prayer are essential. We gain strength through God's word. We receive grace from the sacrament. And when we fumble due to sin, and it's going to happen, confession puts us back on the field. So if you haven't been going to Mass weekly, get back in the game. We're saving your seat on the starting bench this Sunday. Welcome home.
You know, one of the things I do at Podcast Village is I take audio that people have recorded and make them sound as good as possible. And I can only imagine whoever produced that video of Coach Holt just went, okay, that's it. That's all we got.
I just wish they had a windscreen on that microphone. It would be very, very helpful.
I bet if you did, it would end up like that video of the lady in the hazmat suit. Ringing it out. Yeah, so we're all, you know, we talk Netflix, all right, we all know this sound. But yep. Netflix is looking for, ultimately in the future, some of their big releases will be released theatrically. And I think you actually have to do that for Oscar consideration. It has to have at least one showing in a real theater.
They might have used a goat. Some guy liked some board member or some muckety-mucket Netflix liked a goat. They were going to use that.
Yeah, it was sort of a parody of the MGM lion. But what they've done is they hired composer Hans Zimmer to do a theatrical version of the Netflix sounder. And as a guy who likes big orchestrated stuff, I like this. So if you ever go see a Netflix movie in a movie theater, this is what you'll hear instead.
Almost on the here's what I don't like about it.
Okay.
I love a big orchestration. You can't tell it's really the Netflix sound.
I agree.
I was looking for more of a crescendo.
You
where
wanted,
they would go.
Yeah, something like that at the end, maybe. But it is cool. And once again, the one thing you even if you don't subscribe to Netflix, you have to give them this. They don't half-ass anything. They really go over the top. And I love that. Mm-hmm. Al Roker had shoulder surgery. And I don't watch the Today Show anymore, and that's been a very healthy breakup for me. How long do you think, after coming out of anesthesia, he went on social media to say, look at me? The answer, Mike?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
20 minutes! And he went on Instagram. Here's Al Roker, because he just can't stand being mediocre in any format.
Well, it's 20 minutes past 2. But I've been told by Dr. Riley Williams that my surgery was a success. Now comes the hard part of doing all the physical therapy. But that won't start till Monday. Anyway, thanks for all the well wishes, and see you in the funny papers.
Fantastic, Al. Great work as always.
Al has some bad joints like me. I mean, Al's had knees, and he's had now shoulders and all that. And, I sometimes, when I tell people, since I've been in my 20s, the amount of holes that have been punched in my body, I have had both knees, and not replacements or anything like that, but I have had surgery here, this shoulder, this shoulder. I have had both knees operated on, and I have two hip replacements. I think when you got bad joints, you got bad joints, and it doesn't help when you're a tub of lard, too.
That's true.
But I mean, I remember back when I was in my early 20s and I had trouble. I got thrown over a railing at a high school party and had a minor separation on my shoulder. Well, I roughhoused a lot. I mean, I played a lot of hockey, and I got checked a lot. And I ended up where I would try to throw a football, and I'm trying to throw a football, and it hurt. And yeah. I ended up having it scoped, and it was a minor thing. And then the other one, I had that scoped too. And then the knee, one knee was just a torn meniscus, and the other knee was when I had another little run-in with someone, and I blew my ACL out, and then two hip replacements and laser spine surgery. I'm a human pincushion. I just wanted to mention that.
But other than that, perfect health.
Other than that, I'm doing fine, and my colon seems to be doing okay with this fasting that I do.
Nice.
So I'm very happy. Thanks,
Matty. That's something Al Roker can't say. Remember, he soiled himself at the White House once.
Yes, I know. Oh, that's right. He sharted.
Yeah, he did.
Thank you.
Jeanine Pirro on Fox News. Whenever I see her, I can almost smell red wine on my television because yeah. she's just that way.
She is evil. She is so evil with what she did. This is her wish coming through her mouth. It's not weird. It's not weird. This is what she's wishing for. This is her lack of filter. And by the way, as someone who sat there and watched the rollout press conference for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden yesterday and enjoyed it to the point of being moved by it, this witch is evil personified. Are you talking about when she said, I don't know if he's going to make
exactly.
it?
Yeah, exactly. Before we get to the thing, real quick, do you, like me, when you watch that that press rollout for them, it was like you were waiting for something to go wrong because it went so well, and it's not like the Democratic Party to pull it off so well. They did it so well.
The connection that she drew with her relationship with Beau Biden.
Yes.
Another family member tragically lost to Joe Biden. His grief and his tragedy in his life has informed him as a person. I believe this with all my heart. I really do. And I was touched by that. I was touched by the fact that they had a relationship and that might have been one of the reasons ultimately that he decided on her. Outside of the fact that she's been in the battle and she does it. I thought it was a moving thing. But yeah. And I also, you know, I'm like everybody else with this propaganda machine coming out about Sleepy Joe and Sleepy Joe. I like Joe the way Joe gives a speech. I like watching him do it. I enjoy that. So I was kind of touched by that whole relationship that they had, and I like seeing their spouses come out on the stage. And I like the way they social distance. It's not that hard to do.
I can't wait for the debate.
But
anyway,
Jeanine Pirro.
She was asked if at 70, I believe he's 78, is Biden 78?
Something like that.
If that is a little too old for him to be elected president for a four-year term. This is what she said on Fox News, and it's not great.
For some reason, I just have this feeling that Joe Biden isn't going to be on the ticket. I have a sense that something's going to happen before the election, and he's not even going to be on the ticket. So don't even ask me if he's going to make the 4 years.
Evil lady. Evil lady.
She's absolutely, her politics completely dominate what she feels about that person. And, you know, to say that, look, that we all say things in our different tribes. We all say things to people that we're close to that feel the same way. We do. Come on. You hear that. But publicly, in a public forum, to say something like that, it's just there's absolutely no filter on these people. They're just driven by their own propaganda machine. It sucks, you know.
I take it back. I don't think it's red wine. I think for her it might be vodka and a lot of olives.
Well, that one time that they had the video of her where was S-faced. You know,
yeah.
Who knows?
All right. Well, you have to be sober to make a comment like that. We're going to close, Mike, with a salute to Fort McCoy, Florida. Are you familiar with this city?
Yeah, I think it's just north of Dumville.
It is. Oh, Mike, it's adjacent. There was a guy who had three DUI convictions. So I want to applaud him for not driving his car. But he did drive his lawnmower on a highway. And this is the dash care, the cam on the chest of the cop recording him being
arrested.
It's
called a body cam.
A body cam. Thank you. Right. This is Fort McCoy, Florida. Lawnmower guy.
You know you're in the road, right?
Was I?
You were. How much you have to drink tonight?
A couple.
I think it's a little more than a couple.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Are you gonna take me to jail or not?
No, I didn't say that. I said we're gonna do some field sobriety exercises.
I have been drinking.
So I'm gonna ask you one more time if you want to do these exercises.
No, sir.
You don't.
Take me to jail.
All right, Paul. Go ahead and turn around. Put your hands behind your back.
I had to cut the tape short, but he was headed to the NBA bubble. He was going to visit a longtime relative there. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Our thanks to Colin Mockery. He is a virtual Zoom show streaming. Starts tomorrow. There are a few days that they do it. You can find the link to that great improv show with Colin and what's his partner's name? I forgot his
Brad partner. Sherwood.
Brad Sherwood. Brad Sherwood. And I got to do an improv. I got to do a Whose Line Is It Anyway with Colin. That was so
Jonathan
much fun.
Jonathan Lama.
I appreciate Jonathan Lama. There are lots of vowels. It's hard to pronounce. Lama. That was fantastic. We'll see you tomorrow. Maddie, thanks for all your help.
Thank you.
Pony Boy, thanks for the recommendations of the Sherlock thing. I'll be checking that out.
Absolutely.
And I will see you, Rob, tomorrow.
We'll
Rob's going to go out and experience the world today and come back with a story.
Actually, also tomorrow we have the return of the Talking Head, which will be fun.
Oh, that's right. The Talking Head coming back tomorrow. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's been a good day. My God, what a good day for mankind.
Well, I don't get a brain man cold, but they're...
Bye-bye.